music right there from Me Time. That's from Volume 1. It's their new release that was called My Morning Light. I am Juliet Frumhold, and I am joined in the studio by two of the members of Me Time. We've got Andy Smith and Elliot Ward. Welcome, you guys.
Hey, Juliet.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for being here. Now, Andy, the last time I saw you was maybe a couple of years ago with Deer Fawn, you and Kyle Melton both came from Deer Fawn, and now you're in Me Time. Tell me a little bit about how this new project got together and how you gathered up all the players.
Yeah, it was pretty, it wasn't anything extraordinary. I think it kind of just came together. I just had some songs, and I wasn't playing with anybody else, so I called up Elliot and Josh, and we had a couple beers, and, you know, it kind of just rolled like that. I think we got Kyle on board the same way, and you know, it's just a real. It was supposed to be a recording project at first, and we weren't going to play live. And then we became a band after a while because we were getting hot.
Isn't that how these things always start? Like, oh, it's just going to be a recording thing.
Yeah, and then it's just like I'm going to go out and have one beer. It's kind of like that. That never works out that way. So it's the same idea.
And how soon after, you know, you got the guys together and started working together, did you decide that it was going to be something bigger than a recording project and that you wanted to, you know, form a band proper and take it out on stage?
I'm not sold.
He's still not sold on the whole
still
band idea. So, yeah. So, I think it started, we had the five songs, we recorded them real quickly after we got together. I think we had three or four practices and then recorded the EP that you guys just heard a little bit of. And we had more songs than that, and we just weren't done, I think is what happened. I think everybody started itching and wanting to play live because we had some good hits that just needed to be loud. So, is that correct, Elliot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah.
As far as the songs go, the original five that made it onto the EP, were those all songs that Andy you had written sort of before the formation of the band, or how did that all pan out?
I think so. I think pretty much all of them. I had little demo versions of myself doing them at the house, and I just know they needed some body to them. And I know Elliot and Josh played together in a band out in Brooklyn called the Judy Blooms. And they're just already built to be a great rhythm section. So it was kind of a luck out on that one. And then Kyle's just, he knows what's going on. It's just, yeah, it just worked out really well.
But Josh and I had both retired from music. But then when we heard Andy's songs, they were so good.
Really?
Yep.
Not on the radio. So embarrassing.
But, like, we really had stopped playing music. And it just was easy with Andy, so.
And that's what I had to lure him in with the, it's a project, guys. We're just going to do it, you know, just project. And then, yeah, here we are now.
Did you and Josh kind of, were you hesitant when you felt like, you know, this was turning into a band, you know, were you kind of saying like, oh, well, we're not doing this anymore, but we're kind of doing this? Or was it just sort of a natural progression from, oh, this is this recording project that we're going to play on to, oh, okay, we're in a band, we're doing music again?
It's easy. It was easy. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it took too much convincing at all. And it did just work slowly like that. I think Josh was probably the last one. He plays bass to get on board with the play-in shows, but now he's all in, as the poker players say. Yep.
We're trying to stay away from band stuff. Like, it is what it is what it's called. Like, it is kind of relaxed and... So as long as no one gets bandy about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, no, totally. I mean, it's Me Time. It started out on Sundays. You know, we just have some beers and just hang out and kind of just go through the songs whenever we felt like it. So, and that's what it should be. It can't. Yeah, exactly. It just can't get too, it's not too serious ever.
I have to ask, having done the band thing, both of you, you know, Andy, I remember all the way back to, you know, the days of the Pretty Punchers.
Yeah.
And having sort of, you know, moved on from that, do you guys think it's easier to kind of not get into, you know, quote, the band stuff, you know, having been musicians who have done the band thing and are more mature and you know, more progressed in your musical careers, do you think that's an easier trap to avoid getting into than, say, you know, being guys out in your first band and, you know, wanting to dive right into the whole band rock thing?
Yeah, I would say absolutely. It makes you weary. You know, you just want to, yeah, it's just all about writing good songs, playing the songs how they're supposed to be played, and just having fun. We've had a couple shows so far, and they've gone really well. And I mean, these are all my best friends, man. It's super simple. We hang out anyway. I mean, we're going to hang out. You might as well rock a little bit, right?
Had you, when you guys were hanging out, had you been playing music together before this as part of just, you know, like, oh, we're going to hang out on Sunday and, you know, maybe somebody's going to bring out some instruments or something? How much was the road paved before this, you know, this recording project popped up?
I think it was pretty much just a grassy knoll before the recording project started. We paved our own road.
Well, you had played with Josh and Kyle before.
Yeah, I played with Josh and Andrew and the Pretty Punchers, and I played with Kyle and King Elk. And then, yeah, it just felt good. It just felt natural to get all those guys kind of back together.
Nice.
Bring the boys are back.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah. Somebody write that down. That's a great line.
It's going to be your next big hit.
That's a great line.
It is. Well, I want to hear another one from Volume 1. The next one we're going to play is Baby, It's Me. Did you guys want to introduce it at all?
Well, I think you did a heck of a job there, Juliet. But it's called Baby, It's Me. This is one of the poppier tunes. It's kind of straight to the point, just old, I don't know, late 50s, early 60s, melody-driven pop tunes. And it's got a Daryl Robbins from the Motel Beds sneaks on here and does like a 10-second solo at the end. So there's my motel.
He makes it.
Yeah, he really does make the song.
Listen to the end of this. Make it to the end of the song.
Yep. It doesn't take but a minute and a half, 2 minutes anyhow. You'll be fine.
Let's take a listen to that one, and we'll be back to chat more with Andy and Elliot from Me Time, and we'll tell you how you can check them out this weekend at Canal Public House and get your very own copy of Volume 1. Here's another one from the release. It's called Baby, It's Me, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO. Music right there. Oh. It's a little something extra.
That's
there.
Sneaky, huh?
That
sneaky.
Is sneaky.
It leads into the next track, but you'll have to purchase the album in order to hear how that ends.
Very sneaky, guys. That was music from Me Time, and I've got two of the members of the band, Andy and Elliot, in the house. Tell me about how you guys recorded this one.
We did it, like I said, fairly quickly. We recorded most of the main tracks over at Kyle's basement, just old Tascam 4-track, the good old-fashioned way. And then we took what we had, the main tracks, and went over to Daryl Robbins from Motel Beds, and he mastered it and we mixed it and overdubbed and stuff over there. We had help from a couple other people, too. We had Tyler Bellinger, is a good friend of mine. He played with me in King Elk. He played organ and piano on here. And then Kent Montgomery, who we're actually playing the CD release show with, he's in the new old fashioned. He helped do a lot of the harmonies on the record. He's really great.
Cool. Always nice to be able to, you know, bring some people in.
Oh, I love it. That's what me time's all about.
Yep. Friends.
All the friends. And this is coming out on Gas Daddy Go Records, Kyle and Don Thrasher's label. People, I assume, are going to be able to get this at the show Saturday night?
Absolutely. Yeah, I believe they're, yeah, I think they're $5. We made 200 of them, and we don't need them because I've already heard it. So we'd like to sell 200 of them.
There you go. There you go. The release show is this Saturday night. It's at Canal Public House. Me Time is going to be performing with the New Old Fashioned and Brat Curse. And that's going to be a night of great friends and a night of great music.
Oh, it's great. Brian Baker from Brat Curse and all those guys, Chris and Justin, and the New Old Fashioned, those are our brothers in arms, or I guess that's how you say that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
It works.
Yeah, no, but it's going to be a good time. I think it'll really be a smooth transition in between groups, and they're all good folk, and it's just going to be a nice. And it's supposed to be a beautiful day, I think, on Saturday. Does anybody know?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be gorgeous. Sit outside, talk, have fun, make friends.
Hear some music.
Lose some friends, make some new ones. You know, it's going to be great.
And if people can't make it out to the show or they're out of town, will they be able to get the album online? Or
yeah, it's going to be I definitely know it's going to be on gasdaddygo.bandcamp.com for sale. I believe it'll be at Me Time Bandcamp for sale. I'm not sure about iTunes or anything. We haven't even really talked about that. Pretty easy going. But then you can also get it at Omega Records downtown. I think here at Toxic Beauty here in Yellow Springs and the Record Gallery downtown also. So there's plenty of places you'll be able to pick it up if you are so inclined.
Excellent, excellent. Moving forward from Saturday night, do you guys have anything big planned for the summer, or just kind of, you know, taking it as it comes?
Kind of taking it as it comes. I think we're going to try and maybe get out of town, do a couple dates around here in the Midwest. Nothing huge, nothing big at all. Josh, our bass player, has got a baby on the way, which is exciting. So probably just take it easy, and we already got enough material for a couple more volumes, so do a bunch more recording.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Have you been doing a lot of writing as a group now, you know, knowing that, you know, the songs originally came from sort of you just writing stuff on your own, Andy? Has it become more of a collaborative thing now?
It has. It has. I still bring some to the table, but some just happen out of playing, just a couple notes. Elliot's great with that. He comes over, and just me and him will sit with a couple tunes and the drums, yeah, man, he's perfect at it. So it just works very well, almost too well.
I don't know what that
means. I'm not sure what it meant. It felt right, though. It felt right. Yeah.
Well, we will look forward to seeing you Saturday night at Canal Public House. It is the album release for Volume 1 by Me Time. That's coming out on Gas Daddy Go Records from right here in the Miami Valley.
Ow.
You can see Me Time on stage along with the New Old Fashioned and with Brat Curse, both of whom we'll hear here in just a moment. But we're going to hear one more from Volume 1. We're actually going to hear the aforementioned track that Baby It's Me led into.
There you go.
Guitar solo, by the way.
Yeah, Daryl's guitar solo. Ooh. Pretty good.
Wonderful. Yeah.
But this song is called First and Long, and I think Elliot has a joke about it that he'd like to tell you.
I don't have a joke about that, but I knew I was going to be on the radio, so I wanted to say a joke. Do we have time for a joke?
We have time for a joke. Okay. Sure, sure.
What does a nosy pepper do?
What does a nosy pepper do?
I don't know.
Gets jalapeno business.
Oh,
oh gosh.
I need a sound effect for that.
There will be no jokes at the show on Saturday. Absolutely no jokes, so don't worry.
All right, that's yeah. It.
Well, let's take a listen right now. This is another one from Me Time's Volume 1. This is called First and Long. And Andy, Elliot, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Julia. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks.
Sleep where I dreamt of legal waves, guilt is right onto the street.